Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And today we have a huge announcement for season three. So in season three, we are planning on having guests once again.
Yep.
And we want y'all to all have a chance to email us or enter on our Instagram story, which is live right now, if you want to be a guest on the podcast for season three. This is open, but we will be having a random drawing of names for about 9 different people, and we'll pick some people out of there and then some people of our own choice if they didn't sign up. So that's just how it's gonna go. We're gonna pick a couple of people out of y'all. It's gonna be random, as I said.
Nothing biased.
Nothing biased. We're so excited for y'all to be able to participate in this. So go enter by emailing us or looking at our Instagram story, which is live right now on the day that this is posted. So back to the episode. Today we will be doing the last Bible study of Quoted by my very close friend, Ella Catherine.
In this episode, we'll be discussing how God is so good.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our 9th episode of season 2. But before we get started, we just wanted to let y'all know for the last time before we interview her, which is coming up in the next episode, that you can check out Ella's blog and find out everything you need to know about her book and read so many great blog posts by her personally. Let's start with prayerful hearts and minds that are ready to learn from God's word. Dear Lord, I thank you for allowing us to live another day. I thank you also that we are able to do this podcast. I pray that you will open our hearts and minds, that we will receive the message that you've given us with open arms. In Jesus' name, amen. So in today's episode, we will be doing February 9th's God is So Good. So the quote she has for today's Bible study is, "If you think God is waiting on the edge of his seat to punish you, you'll attempt to clean up the messes in your life alone. If you believe God is for you and has your back, you'll run to him when life hits you hard." Quoted from Elevation Rhythm, a 7-day devotional from the Bible app.
The quote above is from a devotional in the YouVersion Bible app, and I just had to share it. Those words are so powerful and so good. I've learned a lot in life, and one thing I know is that God is good. He is good all the time.
Read the quote above again.
If you think God is waiting on the edge of his seat to punish you, you'll attempt to clean up the messes in your life alone. If you believe God is for you and has your back, you will run to him when life hits you hard. Elevation Rhythm, a 7-day Bible devotional from the Bible.
The quote basically says that if you aren't trusting in God, you might try to do these things on your own. We can't do everything on our own. We need God desperately. God is waiting for us to run to him and tell him all our problems. He is ready to help us get through each and every situation. So just run to him, trust him, and tell him what's wrong. That quote tells us exactly what would happen if we didn't trust God. The reason this entry is called what it is called is because that's so true. God is really good. Everyone, please just trust in God today, because you really and truly do need him.
Run to God when things are tough and tell him how you feel. He is waiting for us to come to him. We have the choice to trust him, or we can do it all on our own. But God loves us so much that he doesn't want us to have to do anything on our own. That's why he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. He always wants us to be there, but you have the option to run to him. He gives you a choice. Remember, you always have a choice.
So her challenge of the day is that God is so good and he will never give up on us, just to soak that goodness in. So actually, this may seem like a shallow Bible study, like one that just brushes the top of theology. But once you actually let those words like sink into your mind, God is so good. Do you really think that all the time is the question? Because I feel like when hard things come in life, I just think, why is God doing this to me? He's just, so his judgment is perfect. But I don't think I think that God is good all the time. I think of him as just God, and like his decisions are perfect, but all of his decisions are good. And that's the thing that I have trouble to acknowledge. Like, the death of a loved one, that came to pass for a reason. And, like, God had a purpose to that. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to think about it in that way. It's like, why? Why did this happen to my family? But, I mean, God gave up his son. So, I mean, he is a really good God. So when you think about it, do you think that God is so good all the time? Because I know I don't.
Well, it's not like a thought that's always on my mind, you know?
Well, like, if something bad happens to you or your family, do you think that, like, God has a good purpose in that?
I'm like, why did you do that?
I know.
Why
like,
did you do that?
What did I do to you to make you? But really, we do everything bad wrong to him. Like, I think it's so funny when people go, like, what did I do to God to make him do this to me? And I'm like, literally, you do everything wrong. Like, as humans, we sin all the time against him. And then we repent and we ask for forgiveness. And we say we're not going to do it again. And then we do it again the next day.
Yeah, we can't make promises like that.
It's like we...
Don't make promises you can't keep.
God is so merciful because if he didn't have any mercy or grace, we would all be dead. Like, if I were God...
He'd be like, bam!
I would probably have been done with the world already.
I mean, everyone would.
Like, I would have just been like, I'm leaving these people. Like, they aren't worth my time. But... I mean, God thinks we are worth his time. He listens to each and every prayer, and he cares about us, mm-hmm. which is insane. But it's not insane because it's God. And God is so good that he let his only son die on the cross. Even as he cried out to him, he still did not save his son on the cross. He knew that he would have to sacrifice his one true son in order for the rest of us, the sinful people who repent and still do, he did that for us. And that is the greatest thing you could ever do. Like, parents, if any parents are listening, think about sacrifice your child for someone who betrayed you.
Yeah.
Like, if there was someone who really betrayed your trust and you had to sacrifice your child for that person, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't. Even though I'm not a parent yet, just thinking about it from a parent's perspective, I would not sacrifice my child for that. But God did.
And that's what's so spectacular.
It is. So this was the last short and sweet Bible study that we decided to do for season two. Our last episode of season two will be an interview with Ella, the writer mm-hmm. of this devotion book herself. Yes. And we will be sitting down with her and having an in-depth interview about the book and about herself. So you can also listen to her episode, Take Time for Jesus, in season one. I'm not sure what number episode it is, but just look up Take Time for Jesus in our episodes of season one and you'll be able to find it. You can find her blog linked below. Just wanted to get the point across that God is so good.
Mm-hmm. Save and for last.
It's the best lesson for last because it's the one that's most overlooked. Like, you think of God is so good as just something that everyone knows.
Yeah.
But when you really think about it, do you truly know that God is good?
Mm-hmm.
That God is always good to you?
Mm-hmm.
So even when he doesn't seem good, he is good.
And even if we're bad, he's good.
Exactly. So... that's all we have for you today. Let's bow our heads and pray out. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for allowing us to get through season two and end it on the note of knowing that you are good. I thank you for being good to us all the time.
I pray over our listeners and that they will realize that God is good to us and that he will always be good, even when you're not and when you think he's not.
I pray for all our listeners and that they will reflect you in everything that they do this week and that they will have fantastic weeks. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Just an end of the episode reminder, as we said at the beginning, email or enter on our Instagram story, which is live right now, if you want to be a guest on the podcast for season three. We love to have guests, and so that's why we're bringing that back for the episodes of season three. It will be randomly picked, mm-hmm. and we're going to pick a couple of y'all. And also, I've been getting a lot of messages from y'all saying how much you love the podcast, and all of your support means so much, and I wanted to thank you if you've reached out and told us about the podcast and what it's done for you, because I've heard so many testimonies about how we have led people closer to Jesus or we've led people back to Jesus, and it fills me with joy to read all those messages from y'all. And also, Thank you for just listening, even if you don't give us that kind of feedback. Y'all are all incredible. So thank you if you've sent us a note, and thank you for listening. Season 3 is going to be a huge season. We are very excited for the Thanksgiving and holidays and all of that. That's going to be really fun. Season. We're going to have some really fun interviews with all these people and some of you lucky winners from the random picking. If you want to enter, again, email or enter on our Instagram story, which is live right now. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening, and see y'all next Sunday with our last episode of Season 2.